next segment may contain material that could be upsetting or triggering and may not be for little ears.
It's been a heartbreaking 2 days here in Queensland. Cliffo, terrible scenes out in Weambeela with the news that two police officers and an innocent bystander have lost their lives. And perpetrators have also been taken down. And Bianca Stone from Channel 7 joins us on the scene to give us the latest update. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning, guys, from Chinchilla, where it is a very somber mood this morning as police officers arrive, knowing that they've lost some of their own.
Mm. You're just a matter of kilometres away from Weambeela, where it all went down. Can you tell us how this first started to unfold yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, look, it was around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police essentially responded to what would be a routine kind of check. It was for a missing person. So about 4 days ago, New South Wales Police put out a media release saying it was a missing person report. That was for 46-year-old Nathaniel Train. Queensland Police went to that property where his brother lives to check on the welfare of him. Two police cars turned up with four police officers inside those cars. The first crew turned up and they were immediately fired upon. So this is high-powered weapons. They were shot, both of them, at close range. They did not stand a chance. They were ambushed and murdered as soon as they got out of those vehicles. The two police officers in the vehicle behind them were also shot at. The male officer was shot in the leg. He's retreated and raised the alarm. The female officer, who only graduated from the academy 8 weeks ago, so she's 2 months into her service, ran and hid in the bush under heavy gunfire. Just imagine this situation. She is just a young Connie, first year Connie, just out of the academy. She's hiding in bushland. She's being stalked by two crazed gunmen wearing camouflage. She's seen her two colleagues be gunned down in front of her. And then they lit a fire to try to flush her out. So the idea was to get her out. Now we understand that she has actually messaged her family and friends, and I'm sorry if this gets too graphic, messaged her family and friends to say goodbye. She thought she was gone. She thought that was the end of her life. She was either going to be burned alive or shot to death. But thankfully, she managed to get out. She managed to get to a cordon and get to safety. And she is okay this morning. Incredibly courageous, brave young woman. But we have lost two police officers. Now, in all of that, a neighbour, believed to be aged in about his 50s, came to investigate. He saw the fire, heard the shots. He was shot in the back. Wife witnessed that as well. She was she was there in a car. More police have then turned up to retrieve the bodies of those fallen officers. 16 very brave general duties officers came under gunfire as they dragged those fallen officers away. When they did that, they found the neighbour's wife cowering in a car. She was paralysed with fear. She couldn't go anywhere. They got her out and saved her life as well. Then there was this enormous siege situation. Police helicopters came down, CERT became involved, and it was a gunfight between police and three people in that house. Nathaniel Train, his brother, and also sister-in-law, Stacey, we understand, about 10:30 last night, all three of those were eventually shot dead. They'd been firing at police. It continued. They were heavily armed. They were armed for war. And they have now been shot dead by police. And now the investigation into how all of this unfolded, why did this happen?
It's just, it leaves you speechless. I think a lot of Queenslanders are speechless this morning, but also the bravery of those officers, all of them involved, and the neighbour. It's just heartbreaking.
It's really a story of the worst and the best of humankind. I know it's so early, Bianca, but is there any indication as to what the motives of the gunman was?
Oh, look, it is well and truly too early. Like, police are shaking their heads still. They don't know why this happened like this. You know, a lot of the times they will respond to perhaps a domestic violence situation, perhaps a situation where someone is affected by drugs. So they'll prepare themselves for those situations. They were not prepared for this.
No.
This was an ambush. They were targeted and killed, murdered by these people who had the intent to do it, and that's what they're after. We're learning more about the shooters in this situation as well. I can reveal to you that Nathaniel Train was a school principal at some stage.
Wow.
So he has been a school principal. Something has happened in his life. He has gone off-grid. The police media release that New South Wales Police issued said that he was last sighted in 2021, but had been in contact with family up until October.
Okay.
So I don't know what has happened in that time for things to escalate so terribly, but that is all now subject to an investigation. Here in Chinchilla, the police minister has arrived, the police commissioner has arrived. There are already two bouquets of flowers outside the flagpole, which is at half mast today. It is an incredibly sad day for every single police officer and their families in Queensland. That could be any one of those police officers responding to a routine job, you know, that they don't expect to die on the job. And you know, we would hope this never, ever happens again.
No, we hope so. And I think Australia and Queensland, we're just mourning with the police community today and are so grateful for their service, as always.
It's a sad, sad day on scene in Chinchilla this morning. Channel 7 Sunrise reporter Bianca Stone, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bianca.